Hello, my name is Iron Feather. You are listening to the Drip Radio program.
Hi, this is Steven. Right now, I'm with Seth and Alana. And why don't you introduce yourself and tell us how people can find you on the web.
I'm Seth. She's Alana. Our website is www.imanympho.com. And actually, she's the nympho. I like sex, but I'm not a nympho. She is.
When did you first get the idea to start modeling?
When was it?
First time you got naked in front of anyone.
Oh, that would...
That's probably the first modeling you ever did, I guess. Yeah, we talked her into doing an amateur night at the strip club.
Okay, that's a good way to say it.
And she...
Terrified?
Was terrified, yet... The DJ actually had to come up and force her off the stage because she wouldn't leave.
Yeah, pretty much. Even you were saying, a stage. And he's like, what? I'm like, okay, that was fine, thank you very much.
So we were pretty sure at that point that she was okay taking her clothes off in front of people.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell us where you're working currently?
Deja Vu Club in Saginaw, Michigan.
That's not... True. I mean, you work there, but that's not really your... I wouldn't call that your job. That's just your part-time. You go in when you feel like it.
That's true.
You have your home business, your website. And
you do more of the technical stuff anyway.
Let's talk about some of the features on your website.
I was looking at the video.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? You're the star of the website.
First thing I always tell people, I'm hardcore, 24/7 cam, got a bunch of MPEGs and videos of me with gangbangs, and
all kinds of dirty stuff.
Dirty stuff galore.
And we have four cameras going in our house, all kinds of extra goodies too, just stupid, funny stuff. Some things that you would not find, you'd not normally find in an adult website.
Yeah. He even has his joke side, Seth's side of jokes that all kinds of people write in, just given their jokes, members and stuff.
Why don't we mention that URL again?
IamANympho.com.
Spell it for everybody because not everybody knows how to spell nympho.
NYMPHO. I apostrophe M.
No, don't say that because they're going to put an apostrophe in there. I am a NYPH. NYMPHO. I can't even spell it.
Edit.
I am a.
I know you guys attend a lot of the conventions too. Why don't you tell us about the one in Florida that you just went to?
Well, it was in Florida, obviously. How do you just explain it?
It's called Internext. It's a convention for the adult website business community. We have an amateur website, meaning we do everything in our house. It's all done by us. We don't have a big company running things for us. The convention is open to all of the big website companies. people that have a lot more money than we do. We're just little peons at home.
Very much so, peons. So
we get a little intimidated around all the big guys, but we had a lot of fun.
Try to net meet with people. Try to meet these people at the internet. Hopefully they'll be walking around doing the thing that we're doing, the same thing. And
just like any business, you got to try to meet up with
the right people.
Meet the right people and get in the right crowds. It's worked pretty well.
So far, yeah.
Cool, sounds good. What would you rate as one of your favorite conventions you've ever been to?
We've been to quite a few of them now.
The favorite Internext convention?
Your favorite, like, convention?
I would probably say when we went to Montreal a few months ago.
Yeah.
For the first time, and we met a ton of people in Montreal that we absolutely loved. Everybody there
very
was
down to earth.
Very friendly, just took us under their wing and, you know, made us feel like we were at home, and we had an absolute blast there.
Definitely.
Never been to Montreal before, found out what a fun place it is. I would say that'd have to be my favorite.
Good answer. My favorite, too.
It's cool. Did you meet the Cox people?
Yeah. Carol Cox, who's been on the internet for seemingly ever, since the internet's been around. And she's actually, their site is from like 1995, but in internet terms, that's forever.
Yeah.
Obviously, they were one of the very first amateur people on the internet, and they've built a huge business, and we got to know them real well.
Fair, not what you expect. You'd think that being so up there, they're going to be stuck up or, you know, looking down on the PNs like us, like, kind of snip at you and stuff like that. But they were really down to earth. They invited us to stay over at their house, and we did. Okay.
That's awesome. Is there any photo shoots? You and Carol?
Yeah, I actually did a show with her, a couple shows.
A couple shows with her, and you also did the boxing photo shoot.
Oh, that was fun.
Actually, they have one of their websites they have is, what is it called? Some sort of adult.
Oh, God.
It's wrestling, but it's filled with naked people as well.
Yeah.
And so they actually have their very own wrestling ring. Professional, the whole deal. I mean, just like WWF or whatever it's called these days. And so she did a shoot with Carol Cox and with another girl, Lika, who was the referee. And they had actual boxing gloves, and they got in the ring.
Oh,
and
that was so much fun.
They pretended to punch each other, and, you know, obviously, eventually, they lost their clothes and stuff.
And, you know.
That sounds great. That sounds really cool. What is a fantasy that you have not completed yet?
Good one.
Don't look at me on this one. I have no idea.
Well, the first thing that it's like one of those things where you are presented with the idea, like, wow, why do you always want, that would be a cool try, and it's going to come true. It's a combat. If you don't know what a combat is, it's basically a woman would be laying down, and she either has her fluffers, you know, other women who are her sucking in the guy's dicks to keep him hard and everything, and you've got a room full of guys, depending on what you're comfortable with, and then they all just shoot at you, and you and the other come, just kind of creates this combat, and some women go, gross, really, would you ever do that? But I just think it's a...
No, I'm just moving away from that. Okay. It sounded disgusting.
Okay. Take a shower afterward, you know? But I just think it's really a big tournament, I guess. Actually, a fantasy, and hope I'm not going to embarrass you with this one. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. That's why they call them fantasies.
Davy Jones?
No. as I said, I am an erotic dancer, and I work at the club. Or we call it the bad place. And one of these days, I don't know, I'm going to have him come in, and we always picture him sitting down by one of the booths and couches that I, you know, the girls and I do dances on, and purposely positioning the guy so that he can see him, And then I'll do a really incredibly naughty dance for this guy. So he gets turned on while I'm sitting there, and it's driving you crazy. So that, you know.
And then you'll be immediately fired.
Probably. Oh, wow, bummer. But that's like a fantasy line. That it actually would come true, but.
Very hot. Can you tell us what videos have you appeared in?
I don't think you have some homemade ones that you sell on the website.
Homemade ones.
And you have one that Homegrown Video is going to be selling, but I don't think it's out on video yet, so I don't think it has a name. And when it does, it's probably going to be like Homegrown Video number 712 or something like that. But you're going to be doing some other stuff, too. So.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hope that answered your question.
Yeah. And do you offer your panties for sale?
Yeah. Don't I? Yeah.
Well, last I checked, you have not gotten an order for any
in
a long time.
No, I haven't. For a long time. Get the gut looking.
How do you feel about all the orgasms worldwide that your beauty has caused?
Don't mean to laugh, sorry folks. That one threw me off. More power to you. Whatever you do in your bedroom is your own business. No.
Talked about how
it turns me on to point. I mean, yeah. It's very
But
terrible.
A lot of times I don't know that it's something you really think about.
I don't think about it, seriously. I like the thought of at the present moment, somebody being turned on by me doing stuff, but that's what I think about, really, so.
When you're doing, like, live one-on-one shows with people, then it's a little different.
Yes.
When you're talking to someone over the internet.
And I can hear them.
Breathing heavy or something.
And I'm getting closer and closer and then having them, you know, get to the part of arousal, coming, trying to think of the technical word.
Orgasm.
Orgasm, thank you.
He's our sex expert here.
It's interesting.
Right. Change the subject here a little bit. What are some favorite CDs in your CD player right now?
Well.
You always turn and look at me.
Wait. I'm thinking of DVD player right now. And,
CDs. You got some new CDs that you like?
I like Norah Jones. And, hey, don't laugh. I like the Monkees. I love the Monkees. Yes, I admit it.
Some of the newer stuff that you've gotten. The Chili Peppers' latest one.
Yeah, that by the way, it's a good song. Number one on their latest CD. Okay, now I'm trying to promote them.
White Stripes.
Yeah, the White Stripes are good, too. We like a full range of stuff. Anything but country and rap.
Hello, my name is Iron Feather. You are listening to the Drip Radio program.
Okay. And what's your name from your top-rated actors and actresses?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. You always go blank when you're, you know, being asked. Okay. Matthew Perry. Okay, this is going to be male, female, and then in order. Natalie Imbruglia. Cameron Diaz. Harrison Ford. Sorry, I know he's old, but come on.
No, he's
cool. I'm so low, you know? Can you name some up, too? Because I'm trying to think. And
for you or for
no,
me?
No, for yourself.
I don't have a thing for Harrison Ford. You can keep going.
Katie Holmes. Cameron Diaz.
Anna Kournikova.
Oh yeah, come on. Yeah. I don't know if his name is okay. The two guys from all the Mallrats, Clerks, and some
Jane and Silent Bob.
Not those two. Yeah. No. I don't think so. No, but in Mallrats and in Clerks, those two guys, they're really cute. They're really cute.
Whatever their names are.
Yeah. I know one of them is like Jeremy or Jason London. I can't think of it right now, sorry.
Why don't you tell us about your radio project that's coming up?
That's your category. I don't know exactly how to explain it.
Yeah, you're going to be there too.
That's true. You're going to be the host. For once, Seth will be the host.
I get my mug on camera for a little. Right now she does a lot of, maybe not a lot, but she does live shows on Homegrown Cams Network, which is people that have cameras at home doing live one-hour shows, usually just women, sometimes couples. But we're going to do something that's a little different, a whole lot different. It's going to be a talk show, game show kind of thing, and we're going to have bring in other amateurs and talk to them and interview them. And
should be a
sometimes
she'll
have sex with them or you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Whatever happens, happens. More spontaneous.
Yeah, but it should be a lot of fun. Completely different than the stuff that we've been doing.
Definitely.
Excuse me. You can edit that part up.
That sounds really good. Do you have a URL?
We do. It's webgirlmagazine.com. As of this moment when we're taping this, there's nothing there. But hopefully by the time that anyone sees this, there will be something there. And
in the meantime,
eventually it's going to be a site that you're going to want to come back to a lot. We're going to update it with new stuff all the time, lots of different stuff to keep you entertained. So my goal is to have the Maxim magazine that with X-rated stuff, the way Maxim magazine should be. So
sounds awesome. All right, here's one for you. How often do you masturbate?
See, now that's a trick question for you. Is it, how often do you masturbate by yourself privately, or how often do you masturbate on camera for shows? How often do you masturbate privately? I kind of like to. How often does the pillow get a workout?
It's washing. Maybe now it's probably like once every. I can't even breathe it. Up. 2 or 3 weeks. Well.
Wow, that's really sad.
Well, you're working at home more often. It's kind of embarrassing to pull out.
You need me to leave for a while.
I've got you now. I got the real thing. When you need a pillow, when you need the real thing, right? When you go someplace and I feel like, okay, oh, he's gone now, but I really need it. I put my pillow and go in it. And yes, a pillow does work. People always ask me, pillow? Women at work always ask, take a pillow and just roll like a guy.
Okay. See, now you're willing to tell everybody that you use a pillow to masturbate with, and I knew her for like 2 years before she would even admit it to me, so.
That's because when you want to just come out and say, by the way, first day, I use a pillow to masturbate with.
Well, that kind of leads into my next question, which was, what is your favorite toy?
Well, besides his dick, I would have to say, and thank you, Gary. One of my members just bought me a new toy. Oh, it's fabulous. It's called the Wesley Weapon, and it basically has this rotating head to it, and it inserts like yay much in your, you know, vagina. And it's got a little rabbit control ears right in the clit, which I'm definitely a clit person. So it does that, and it has this big remote control box thing and two sides for the, you know, control. Oh, it's great. So that way you can have, you know, you can go back and forth. Okay, want a little bit more of this power, less than this, but it's awesome.
You have a lot of fans. What are some of the weirdest requests you've received from your fans?
There was one another. There's one we were both like, what?
After the cold?
Oh, yeah. Nice guy. He was very embarrassed to even email, to or this email, but he says, okay, I'm really sorry. This is going to be a strange question. You might want to sit down for this one, but would you ever be willing to do a video, custom video, of when you're really sick, when you have a really bad cold? Because I really love the thought of a woman having a lot of phlegm. And I think he might have mentioned about having a guy.
I don't think there was anything really erotic about it. It was just he wanted to hear you sneeze
and like
cough up stuff.
And like kiss another person and have it go in their mouth. I thought. So, I mean, kind of strange questions. Like,
somehow you haven't managed to do that video yet. I don't know why we keep putting that one on.
I ended up having a sinus infection like the week later, and I'm thinking, oh, that one guy, they're all about would you consider a sinus infection? He says, no, but it's got to be a cold. I'm like, okay, I've got the phlegm, though.
Yeah, there are some weird requests, but that's probably the weirdest one.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for your time. Is there any last parting words you'd like to say?
This was real fun. This was a lot of fun.
Stop by and check out the site.
Don't be afraid to.
She actually writes back to people that write to her, so.
Yeah, I tried to within, you know, a couple days to a week. Be patient. Shut up.
Okay, let's end it once more with the your.
A couple days to a week. Be patient. Shut up.
Okay, let's end it once more with the URL.
IamANympho.com. NYMPHO.
Great.
Right, thank you.
Cool. Hi, this is Seth, and you are listening to the Iron Feather Radio Show. Make sure you check out our site, www.imanympho.com.